Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scribner, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Eyes Blinded by the God of This World, Already in Progress.
We stopped this little country church, probably wasn't 30 people there. While we're sitting there, I heard the Lord say, son, I want you to go see John Doe. That's the guy I've been praying for. That's the guy I've been kicking the devil out of. That's the guy I've been standing on the promises of God for. And so I said, okay, I sat in there. And about 5 or 10 minutes later, the Lord says, son, after the service, I want you to go see John Doe. I said, okay, Lord, okay. Well, about 5 minutes later, so in the next 30 minutes, four times, the Lord spoke to me audibly, four times. Now, son, when the service is over today, I want you to go see John Doe. Now, he's told me four times. What do you think he's wanting me to do, Mary? I'm supposed to go, right? Yeah, I got that. And so I told my wife, I said, honey, you take the kids and go on down to mom and dad's house. I'd met her there in my car. We come down in two cars. I had come down later. She had been up her mother's house. So now then she's at church and we were going down to see mother and dad. And so I told her, I said, you take the kids and go on down. I have got to go see a man. And she said, what is this all about? I said, this is private between me and God. I said, I have to go see this man. I said, the Lord told me four times sitting there in that pew to go see him. I said, I don't really know what he's going to do, but all he said was go see John Doe. Four times he told me that. So what do you think he wants me to do? Go do something. Now, he didn't tell me a whole lot, but he told me to go see him. So, and on the way down there, I remember your awesome man of faith and power. Lord, it's Sunday afternoon. You know, this old dude, he'll be down at the coffee shop or something. You know, he won't be at home. Now, isn't that crazy? That you would argue with God? But did we do that? Yeah, well, unfortunately, we do. So I almost talked myself out of it, but I went. And when I got there and knocked on the door and the door opened, and there he was, lo and behold, on the other side of the screen. He said, oh, Thurman, he knew me well. I used to work on his truck for him down to Chevrolet House. He knew me really well. He said, what are you doing here? I said, well, sir, I come by today to talk to you about Jesus. He stood there for a minute and he said, you know, there ain't a preacher in this town, not one. If they were to come down here and say they want to talk to me about Jesus, I'd kick their rear end plumb off the place. But he said, you hadn't been like the rest of them. He said, you've never drank, you've never smoked, you've never run around with a wild girl. You've never done any of them dumb things like the average boy did. He says, come on in, I'll listen to what you have to say. Now, wonder why God sent me. He knew of all the men in Goldwood, I was probably the only man that old man would listen to. God had knew what I had done, and he knows everything. So I went over there and sat down in my chair right here. And he was sitting in a chair over there looking this way, and I'm sitting here looking at the wall this way, because that's where the chairs were arranged. I sat down in that chair, and I'm thinking, oh, God, what do I do? I mean, he just told me to come to see him, and I'm here now, but he didn't give me any further instructions. You know, I've always been an instructions man. I need to tell me where to go, what address to go to, what to do when I get there. But I didn't know, and he didn't tell me. And so I'm sitting there, and I think, Lord, what do I do? I did ask that, quiet, nice, quiet, silently. I said, Lord, what do I do? And I laid my Bible on my lap, and it fell open to John 1. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In 1998, which was many years after this happened with that man, the day I was on the Joni and Marcus show down there, I was telling Marcus this story when I laid my Bible down and said, I asked the Lord, and it opened to John 1:1. And when I opened it, I turned and looked, and I said, my God, it opened to John 1:1 again today. Now, what do you think the chances of that are? It's just zero, you know, but God, it's just awesome. So anyway, I sat there and looked at that a minute, and I said, I didn't know what to do. So I just started John 1:1, started reading. I said, I read one chapter, John chapter 1, verse 1 to the end of the chapter. And I turned and looked, and when I did, I looked over there. That man was sitting there looking at me, and I saw my first demon manifest in a human being. His eyes were green. I never saw anything like this. And his face was clenched like that. You know, there's no way I could make my jaw do what his was doing. And it scared the socks off me because I didn't know much. God was having to train me. You know, he's got to teach you somehow, right? And I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I mean, I'm totally there. And when I look up at this guy and I see him with that green eyes. I mean, they're just gleaming green. I've never seen another human in my life with green, but those were bright green. And I've never seen a man with his face. Of course, since then, I've seen several people that manifest demons with their faces do all kinds of contorted things. But when I looked at him, it so scared me, I wanted to jump up and run. Really? I mean, you know, you got to understand where I'm coming from. I know nothing. You know, I'm don't know nothing. It'd be just like if you were to send me out to fix one of these new cars today that I've never even raised the hood on. I don't even know how to find the sticker on them things no more. I don't know how to do nothing on a car today. They've changed so much, but you got to stay with it. But at least when I looked at that guy and it so petrified me, I just turned back around and looked, and I started verse 2 and I started reading, and I read another chapter. When I read another chapter, I kind of looked up to see, and he was better. He wasn't quite as bad as he was. I'm thinking, praise God. I don't know what's going on here, but praise God. And so I went back to the book and I read a third chapter. I got through with John 3 and I looked and he's almost normal. I'm thinking, why, the word has great power. And we know it does, don't we? And so I went back and I read chapter 4. When I got through with chapter 4, I looked at him again and he was normal. He was normal. And I thought, wow. I said, God, I never saw anything like this in my life. And so then I told him, I said, you know, the Lord sent me here and wanted me to talk to you about Jesus. I said, you know, I just read you about him in these first four chapters of the book of John. I said, would you like to make Jesus Lord of your life? I didn't know what else to do. And he says, well, he said, Thurman, you have certainly given me something to think about. But he said, I don't think I want to do it right now, but I want to think about it. And I said, okay. I said, so you'll think about it. He said, yeah. So when I left, I got up and left, shook his hand and told him how much I appreciated and let me come. He said, well, it's really been a nice conversation. I really enjoyed it. So he said, come back to see me anytime you want to. I said, okay. So I went out and I got in my car and said, Lord, thank you, Lord, for sending me here. I don't know. He didn't get saved, but I know you got a plan and I know you're going to follow through with this thing. I know somehow you're going to save him because I went there and I've kicked the devil out of him. I really didn't know what I was doing, but I kicked the devil out of him. Then I read the word of God to him. And the word of God is powerful. It is powerful. And so I went home praising the Lord, went down to mom and dad's. Of course, when I got there, I had to tell them about what I'd seen and everything because it was such a unique thing. And I was praising the Lord and everything. And then we went back home and probably 3 months or 4 months later, somebody from down in that area that knew me real well and knew how I used to love this man because I was always kidding him when I worked on his car and everything. And they called me and said, Thurman, this man that you knew, so-and-so, he was up in the little cafe this morning, Sunday morning, having a cup of coffee, and he just fell off the stool dead. Wow. I said, he's dead? And they said, yeah, he died. I said, okay. So I thought, well, I so like this old man. I said, I'll just take off and go back, take a day off and go to his funeral. So I found out when the funeral was going to be, and when I got there, there was a lady came up to me and she said, Thurman, John Doe told me that you come by, told me and my husband. Now, her husband was a Baptist deacon in a Baptist church. He had never shared Jesus with this man. Now, why do we do that? Why we as sons and daughters of God, and you got somebody that you love, that you like to hang out with, and you never even pray for them or talk to them about Jesus. Why do we do that? I guess we just don't know what to do. That's the only thing I can think of. So anyway, when I went to the funeral, after the funeral was over and after we buried him and everything, I went out to get in my car and this wife of this deacon that was really his good friend, they raised cattle together and everything. She come up to me and said, Thurman, John was not saved. I said, yes, I know. And I had prayed for him. And I said, I even, in fact, came to see him. She said, I know. That's what I wanted to tell you. I said, he came over and sat down and talked with me and my husband one day. I said, Thurman Scrivener, come by and talk to me about Jesus. And she said, well, I asked him, well, what do you think about what he had to say? He said, you know, don't be surprised when you get to heaven if you'll find me there. I believe I'm going to be there. So anyway, that gave me a word of encouragement. And I thought, wow, God, I know now beyond a shadow of a doubt that after my prayers and what you had trained me, you sent me by there to lead him into the kingdom of God. I didn't get to see you bring him in that day, but in a few days, he come under conviction. I know he did because he would have never said what he did to that woman if he had not accepted Jesus. And I told him, I said, it's so simple. If you have any trouble, all you got to do is say, Jesus, save me. I said, all he says we got to do is call on the name of Jesus. You don't have to do anything fancy. Just say, Jesus, save me. And I said, I guarantee he'll save you and put you into the kingdom. And he'll do exactly what he said there, won't he? He will deliver you from the kingdom of darkness and translate you into the kingdom of light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of all of our sins. Think of the Christians, and you, I'm sure you're just thinking just like I am. Think of the people that go to church that know that they know that they know Jesus and are just like I was for many years of my life. I never led a single person to Christ. You know, I don't even want you to hold up your hand, but I hope you're not there. But I was. I was a Sunday school teacher. I was a deacon in the Baptist church. I went to church every time the door was opened. I worked on the church buses. I kept the whole fleet running by myself. You know, I visited, there wasn't nobody come to Lakeland Baptist Church that had come to visit that within the next week, at least a week. I didn't go see them and talk to them about Jesus. But all those people were all already saved. You know, I didn't have to worry about leading them into the kingdom. They were already saved. It was the pastor's job to get people saved. It's just my job to kind of follow up. And that's the way I thought. I never dreamed about getting out there and saving the lost world. I never dreamed that it would be possible to kick out demons and see people get saved. I had no idea. Because, you know, when you want to tell somebody about Jesus and they're not interested at all, you think, well, I don't know what the deal is here. And I didn't know. But I do know now. And I know what you can do. And if you've got somebody that's lost and you don't have a copy of How to Get a Lost Person Saved, you need to take that CD or that DVD. You need to listen to that thing over and over and over and over. You need to get a copy of one of those books back there, and you need to go through it until you've got every scripture memorized. You know every scripture we've talked about today, and you can get down on your knees before a holy God, and you can bring the devil in there, and you can praise and worship the Lord for a half hour or an hour. Just worship him and praise him and thank him. And then begin to call the devil in and tell the devil that you happen to be a daughter or a son of God. And you ain't going to have my son or my daughter.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety called Eyes Blinded by the God of This World, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.